Hi, I'm Stephanie Lemick, and this is Building Trauma-Informed Workplaces. We are back after an unplanned hiatus in the second season. Full transparency, I was not planning to take a hiatus, but life and work came at me hard. And, you know, transparency is one of our principles of trauma-informed workplaces, so I want to be transparent with all of you about why I took a little bit of a break. So I am sorry that we had a little bit of a break. We had a couple of weeks here where we didn't have podcasts, but don't worry, we are back at it, back to our regular scheduled program, and have a lot of awesome conversations coming up. So super excited and grateful for that. I would love to share a little bit about why I took a bit of a break. There is some awesome news around it. I got to celebrate my fifth wedding anniversary, which was so exciting and so special. This is my plug for you to remember and take the time to celebrate and cherish those special moments in your life. I also have a ton of amazing stuff going on with the wounded workforce and a lot of stuff going on with supporting mental health. So I am thrilled to talk more about it. So the biggest news is our new certification, our first certification we're offering at the Wounded Workforce. And the certification is the Trauma-Informed Workplace Practitioner Certification. This is an on-demand 10-hour certification to learn more about trauma, how it shows up at work, and how to put the 7 principles of trauma-informed workplaces into action. This certification is also pre-approved for both HRCI and SHRM recertification credit hours. So if you are interested, make sure and check out the show notes and learn more about the certification. It is really amazing. There's also a community along with it, so you're able to connect with other folks working on creating trauma-informed organizations as well. So that's the biggest news that went live last month. Super grateful to have folks signed up and doing that. We also have had some incredible work where I was able to speak about either trauma-informed workplaces or mental health at work. I was able to meet with the Western Wall and Ceiling Contractors Association and talk about mental health in construction. I'm very excited to be doing some more work with them around this super important topic throughout the rest of the year. I also had a chance to speak at the Louisiana State SHRM Conference and also got a chance to speak to the Solid Waste Association of North America's SOAR conference here in Phoenix as well last month. So super awesome, really exciting to talk to more individuals and spread the message of how important it is to build trauma-informed workplaces. We also have some great events coming up. So I will be speaking May 15th in Houston at another event focused on the construction industry. We'll be talking about mental health as a business differentiator. So if you are in Houston, make sure and join us for that. And then also on May 29th, this is super exciting. Make sure and sign up in the show notes as well. I am offering a free virtual workshop on self-care and resilience. So a little thank you to the community, especially HR talent and people ops professionals. And let's face it, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we've got to make sure and get some time in to focus on our own mental health, because we all have mental health. We all want to make sure we are doing what we need to do to proactively take care of ourselves so we can take care of others. Wanted to jump on and give you this quick update. More to come. Our next full episode will be coming next week. Until next time, be well.